Cofield on the Blue Raider Network, live from Sam's Sports Grill at Stones River Mall. Welcome to Rick Stockstill Live, brought to you by Ascend Federal Credit Union, the exclusive credit union of Blue Raider Athletics, Lewis Bakeries, Bakers of Bunny, Sunbeam, and Healthy Life Breads, Anheuser-Busch and their family of products. Be responsible and know when to say when. Family Leisure, where family and fun come together. Tennessee Highway Safety Office, thumbs down to distracted driving. St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital, providing health care close to home. Also brought to you in part by Ford of Murfreesboro, home of the complimentary lifetime warranty. Now, live from Sam's Sports Grill at Stones River Mall, welcome to Rick Stockstill Live. 1 hour of football conversation with the head coach of the Blue Raiders. Email questions to radio at goblueraiders.com or tweet your questions by the hashtag AskStock. Here's the voice of the Blue Raiders, Chip Walters.
Welcome into Sam's Sports Grill tonight. It's Rick Stockstill Live, and glad to have you with us here as we are in for our fourth week of the year, getting ready for a home game on Saturday with the Bowling Green State University Falcons coming in. And Coach Rick Stockstill joins us here this evening. And good to see you, Coach.
Good to see you too, Chipper.
All right. Our opening drive is brought to you by the Murfreesboro Post, offering a free three-year mailed subscription to every address in Rutherford County. Online at MurfreesboroPost.com. And the leadoff tonight is Middle Tennessee. Went to Minnesota over the weekend and took on the third Power 5 school that you have faced in the first 3 weeks of the season. Came away 34-3 was the final. Minnesota got the victory and had to go into the game a little shorthanded.
Yeah, you know, but that's no excuse. We got to play better. We got to execute better. We weren't able to do that. But, you know, when you don't have your two best players out there playing, you know, you're handcuffed a little bit, and it made the sledding a little bit tough. But we can't use that as an excuse. We got to find a way to get it done.
Yeah, and obviously everyone has concern and wants to know what you can tell them at this point, in particular about Brent and Richie and what their situation is going into the week.
Yeah, you know, not a whole lot right now. Just kind of have to wait and see. It's still early and see how it goes, but you know, they both have significant injuries.
So all right. And so we've got that taken care of. And, folks, if you want to send in your questions, and we want to hear in the room, want to let you know that we have a smoker right in front of our stage here that is being given away tonight. Compliments to the folks at Bud Light and Ajax Turner. So to be eligible for that, if you don't have a question card, come by the stage up here. We've got question cards. You can turn those in, and we'll pick a winner as long as you sign your name to it. We'll pick a winner at the end of the show, and somebody will get to go home with that smoker. Again, radio at goblueraiders.com is also the number you can or an email address. You can drop us an email. Going into the game against Minnesota, your biggest concerns going in were obviously it started with their size.
Yeah, you know, they were obviously they're a really big and physical football team, and you know, we messed up. You know, we hung in there with them the first half there, and then the interception right there at the end of the half that they ran back for a touchdown, you know, put it down to 20-3 going in, and we just never could generate anything offensively to get any momentum. I thought our defense played really well. You know, for basically the whole game, you know, they gave up a big play, their tight end down their sideline. But for the most part, I was really pleased with how our defense played and competed. And then offensively, we're just, you know, we were very, you know, we weren't very good. We couldn't get anything going.
Yeah, game started, you guys won the toss, deferred it. Minnesota put together a 12-play, 75-yard drive, went up 3-0, and again forced the defense at the 7. The defense had, they got the ball down to the 7. Defense stopped them right there on third and fourth down with an opportunity to get off the field. They hit the field goal, had kind of a win there.
Yeah, you know, it's obviously you don't want to give up points on the first drive, but I thought our defense competed and battled, you know, that entire drive. you know, and, you know, found a way to hold them to three. And then, you know, our drive, we come out and get a couple things going, move the ball a little bit, and but just not consistent enough.
The other thing you mentioned, to get off the field, after the opening drive where they scored the touchdown, the defense forced three straight three and outs and three straight punts before you put together your first your scoring drive late or early in the second quarter.
Yeah, again, you know, just, it goes back, Chip, you know, what I said earlier, I was really pleased with our defense and how they played and how they competed. And, you know, obviously it was a size mismatch. I mean, they were so much bigger and stronger than us there. But our defense really played hard, and, you know, I was really proud of, you know, how they played.
When you got into that last, oh, into the second quarter, there you got a tough punt of 20 yards that gave them field position, where they put together a short drive, only took five plays, 45 yards, and they got the score. And then that followed up with, you know, the pick six. And sometimes you can – sometimes you're able to, I guess, swallow and digest a tough special teams play. But right there, it put them in a position to where they scored twice quickly.
Yeah, you know, that was an unfortunate. Matt didn't hit it very good, obviously, in a, you know, a 20-yard punt. You know, they start on the 45-yard line, the plus 45, and you get one first down, you're in field goal range. So, you know, that was disappointing. It, you know, put our defense on a short field, and then, you know, we turn around with the interception for a touchdown. You know, they scored 10 points there, really on – you know, our doings, you know, a bad, you know, decision there on the interception, and then, you know, the poor punt.
The, again, 20-3 at the half, and then in the second half, I know, you had to go through the first, when did Richie's injury occur?
Ninth play. He played nine plays.
Played nine plays. And, well, it probably happened about the seventh play, because he came back for a couple of plays a little bit later. But it appeared to be an ankle. Is that ballpark or what you can tell us?
Yeah, I mean, he's hurt. I'm not going to get into specifics on what it is. And, you know, Bowling Green, they might be listening out there. So, but he's hurt.
Yep. And, but you obviously, and you and I talked a little bit about it today at your press conference, when you can choose to be creative with things offensively, it's a lot more fun than when you are forced to be creative.
Yeah, you know, and we were going to be forced to be creative against Minnesota. You know, our plan was, you know, probably play Richie and Ty, you know, about 50%, you know, at the Wildcat quarterback position. And then, you know, when Richie got hurt, you know, obviously that nullified that, you know, option, that choice. And then, you know, we didn't put Ty back there, you know, after that. So, like I said, when you lose your two best players, you know, we were pretty well handcuffed, you know, that whole game. And it made the sledding really tough.
Yeah, it moved John Urzua into a starting role and Kyle Banks into the reserve role when you were in your normal offense. And we'll talk about that in our next segment. But want to remind folks that tonight's show is brought to you in part by the Tennessee Education Lottery, and it's raised more than $4 billion to support education programs across Tennessee. Learn more about programs funded by the lottery online at seehowitaddsup.com. More with Coach Rick Stockstill from Sam Sports Grill here in Murfreesboro as you listen to Blue Raider football from Learfield.
MTSU only trusts optometrists under the name VisionWorks, doctors of optometry with all the vision care for all of our student athletes. Locally owned and operated since 1992, Dr. Mark Lynn has always been committed to providing an excellent shopping experience and high quality products with the best value and selection in the industry. Visit your local VisionWorks today to invest in your active lifestyle. VisionWorks, the official vision care partner of Middle Tennessee Athletics.
Is it's time for you to come home when Blue Raiders ride into homecoming 2017 on October 7th. Alumni and friends watch the parade and stay for the tailgate lunch at Mixer on Main on the President's Lawn before your Blue Raiders host Florida International. Whether you've been gone 5 months or are a Golden Raider who graduated 50 years ago, check out mtalumni.com to make your plans to join us for homecoming on October 7th.
Murfreesboro, you can count on an award-winning service team for all your home maintenance and improvement needs. Lee Company, A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, recognized by Angie's List as a super service provider since 2008, is ready to assist with all your home maintenance needs. Heating and air conditioning, plumbing, electrical, home improvement, and more. Experience the convenience of calling one phone number for all your home maintenance and improvement needs. Call Lee Company today at 615-867-1000 or visit leecompany.com.
Great care starts with being able to see your whole picture. And the best way to do that is to do what you're doing right now. No, not driving a car or browsing your newsfeed. It's listening. St. Thomas Medical Partners care teams, a part of Ascension, listen so we can see your whole picture. That's what helps us understand all aspects of you and your life. And with convenient locations, online scheduling, express and virtual care, you're never far from the care you need. Find a doctor who's right for you at stthomasdoctors.com.
This is Frieda Morgan with First National Bank of Murfreesboro. When you do your banking at First National Bank of Murfreesboro, we take pride in knowing you, knowing your name, and we strive to provide you with the greatest customer service experience. We know your name. We offer you a cup of hot coffee and a warm cookie. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, 2230 Mercury Boulevard. At First National Bank of Murfreesboro, we know our customer. Member FDIC.
The Learfield Directors' Cup honors the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division, men's and women's sports. The prestigious award continues its reign as the crowning achievement in college athletics, noting the remarkable efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook. Find us at USA Today online and on Twitter at LDirectorsCup.com. Over two decades of excellence, the Learfield Directors' Cup.
It's MTSU Sports on News Radio WGNS.
Welcome back in to Rick Stocks to Live tonight from Sam Sports Grill here in Murfreesboro. Our program brought to you in part by the Lee Company. Blue Raider fans, get ahead of the game with Lee Company, offering heating, air conditioning, plumbing, electrical, and home improvement needs. Lee Company can be reached by phone at 615-867-1000 or online at leecompany.com. And, Coach, before the break, we talked about that with Brent out, you had to go with John Urzua. And a year ago or last fall when Brent was injured against UTSA, he kind of had to jump in without a ton of having not played a lot of high school football for one thing, and then not a ton of snaps in practice. Totally different situation right now with him.
Yeah, he was a lot more prepared. Or he is a lot more prepared this year than he was, obviously, last year. He's a year older. He's been in the system now a year longer and everything. And, got a lot more reps in the spring, got a lot more reps, in the fall, August and everything. So he's a lot more ready. And then plus playing, he played – 3 quarters against San Antonio and the Marshall game and Charlotte, so he played 3 games, prior to this one. So he's ready to go. He should be ready to go.
What are the things that you saw out of him that you liked, and what are some things you want to see him get better at?
We got to take better care of the ball, be a little bit more, work harder in the pocket, be a little bit more poised in the pocket. Don't be so quick just to take off. He stayed, he made some nice throws in there. Run the ball a little bit better than what he did.
Are you comfortable with him running it?
Yeah, like I've said, Chip, I mean, as bad as we are right now, we need all hands on deck. And, I think we only called one, maybe two design running plays for him. But, he broke out a couple times on some scrambles, and I thought he could have got a little bit more than what he did. You know, but hopefully, you know, as he continues to go and then continues to learn, he'll continue to get a little bit better each week.
Yep. And then Kyle Banks, you played him in the fourth quarter. He's got a little juice to him.
Yeah, you know, I was really pleased with Kyle, and I told him that yesterday after practice that I was proud of him. I thought he came in and he competed. You know, he was poised back there. He was decisive in his decision making, and you know, threw some nice balls in there. And, you know, didn't have that deer in the headlight look. So I thought Kyle did a really nice job.
Yep, and the receiving core the other day, as we mentioned, Richie James with the injury, but Patrick Smith, you know, you're waiting for him to have a huge breakthrough game, and he's probably as good as you got with the back shoulder throw.
Yeah, you know, he's got a good understanding of it and a good timing, and you know, he's done a really nice job for us. He played good against Minnesota. He played really well.
Pride of East Nashville High School.
Yes, sir. Yep.
Ty Lee caught four balls for 28. Shane Tucker, three catches for 31. And C.J. Windham, three catches for 16. And the other day there were opportunities where he got targeted a couple of more times and could have had a couple of big plays.
Yeah, you know, and he's got to come up with them. And just like at the Syracuse game, I mean, he's running wide open for a touchdown. Brent throws it out there, and he trips on air. You know, so, and then the back shoulder throw on our sideline, you know, I thought that should have been John made a nice throw on it. I thought he should have come down with that catch.
So, yes, sir.
And, you know, then the post, you know, just kind of overthrew him a hair. But, you know, CJ's a good player that's got to play, you know, a little bit more consistent than what he's been playing right now.
Who else in that receiving core do you want to see continue to develop, like an Isaiah Upton, some of those guys?
You know, Isaiah's coming along. He made a really nice catch. The ball was thrown behind him on the skinny post slant there and made a really nice catch. We're going to play those young guys. You know, Tyrese Johnson got in there and played there towards the end. Jimmy Marshall got in there and played at the end, made a catch on the sideline. You know, Brad Anderson got in there and, you know, running the ball. So we're going to play a bunch of those young guys right now, those freshmen, to, you know, see if we can find somebody to help us, give us a spark offensively while, you know, we got so many guys out with injuries.
Well, Jimmy Marshall has that kind of Tyrone Calico-ish look to him. What, he's 6'5", isn't that right?
Yeah, I mean, he's got a great body. He's got to learn how to play fast. He's got to learn how to, you know, compete and play hard every play. You know, when he learns how to do that, he can be a really, really special talent.
Brad Anderson, with what you had in the running game the other day, Brad is, what, 160 pounds, something like that? And I know you're looking. Where do you see the opportunity to find a few more things in the running game?
Well, I'm hopeful now that, you know, we're about to get into conference play and, you know, with Bowling Green that, you know, maybe we'll start to match up a little bit better physically, and that'll help us in the running game. You know, losing Terrell there in August, that was a big blow. And, you know, so, you know, and then Maurice Gordon, he just hasn't come on yet, and we need him too. That would help tremendous if he could, you know, improve and get better and be able to help us. So, you know, right now it's, you know, Ty and Brad and the quarterback runs.
Yep. So that is where it is right now. And Bowling Green coming to town for the game on Saturday. It will be a 6 o'clock kickoff at Floyd Stadium. And, again, if you're here in the audience tonight and want to register, send in a question, and you can have a chance to win the smoker that's right in front of our stage tonight that is being given away by Ajax Turner and by Bud Light. We've got a special feature coming up in our next segment. We'll get you to meet Walter Brady, a Blue Raider defensive lineman. But first of all, a reminder that we are at Sam's Sports Grill here in Stones River Mall with more than 60 stores and restaurants. Stones River Mall is Murfreesboro's shopping destination. Shop your favorite looks at Binks Outfitters, Finish Line, and Hibbett Sports. Then enjoy a great meal at Sam's Sports Grill or Buffalo Wild Wings with friends and family. Follow Stones River Mall on Instagram and Facebook for event and sale information. More with the head coach of the Blue Raiders when we return to Sam Sports Grill after this on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield.
Strategic IT plan? Check. System upgrades? Check. Printers running smooth and on budget. Most companies don't know the total cost of desktop printers. With RJ Young's Managed Print Program, I know exactly how much they cost. The printer, toner, and award-winning service are one set monthly fee. And RJ Young saved us at least 30%. Next promotion? Check.
Managed Print is everything but the paper for one fixed monthly fee.
Throughout
Learn more
is
at rjyoung.com.
I love my community. And as a doting dad...
Daddy's home!
A devoted son...
There you are, Joe!
And a good neighbor...
Hey, man!
The people in my life are used to hearing my knock at the door. But as a law enforcement officer... I have to give news that people never expect. That's the one knock I always dread.
Booze it and lose it. A message from the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
When you order your groceries online with ClickList from Kroger, you can do your shopping anytime, anywhere, like the gym, the office, or your favorite comfy couch. And whether you place your order on your phone, tablet, or computer, it's still your neighborhood Kroger. So you'll find all the fresh choices, low prices, and great deals you love. And you'll save time, too. Try ClickList from Kroger with same-day pickup. Check it out at Kroger.com. Fresh food, low prices, at Kroger.
Great care starts with being able to see your whole picture. And the best way to do that is to do what you're doing right now. No, not driving a car or browsing your newsfeed. It's listening. St. Thomas Medical Partners care teams, a part of Ascension, listen so we can see your whole picture. That's what helps us understand all aspects of you and your life. And with convenient locations, online scheduling, express and virtual care, you're never far from the care you need. Find a doctor who's right for you at stthomasdoctors.com.
Do you frequently find yourself stopping at Thornton's while you're on the go? Then start earning free rewards with Thornton's new Frequency Program. When you mix and match 9 of your favorite items, the 10th is free. Choose from over 700 items, including any size coffee or fizz freeze. Mix and match 9 items using your refreshing rewards card and get the 10th free. Yes, you heard that right. Free. Not a refreshing rewards member? Visit a store and sign up today. Thornton's is a proud partner of MT Athletics.
There's a lot you can do to pass some time, like running. You know, people love running. Just you, your feet pounding the pavement. Actually, running's not always fun. You know what is always fun? Keno to Go from the Tennessee Lottery. With drawings every 5 minutes, prizes up to $100,000, and the ability to watch drawings anywhere, anytime using the Tennessee Lottery app. Nothing beats the fun of Keno to Go. And it's fun whether you're alone or in a house full of friends. Fast, fun, and full of prizes. It's Keno to Go from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Just remember to play responsibly.
The Blue Raiders on News Radio WGNS.
Welcome back into Sam's Sports Grill and Rick Stockstill live tonight. Our program brought to you in part by Tennessee Event Specialist. Have your tailgate and party needs for the next home game, which is this Saturday, specializing in tents, tables, chairs, inflatables, and much more. You can contact them by phone at 877-355-8782 or online at tneventspecialist.com. Jordan Simony is a student in the College of Media and Entertainment, and tonight he is going to give us an opportunity to meet one of the new Blue Raiders who's made an impact, and that would be Walter Brady. Well, we hope we would. Maybe we'll get that in a bit later. We'll try it in just a bit. Just a fumble there.
I'm Walter Brady.
You are Walter Brady. Coach, during the break, we were talking about some folks. At this point in the year, you're 3 games in, and there are obviously there are guys that you have wanted to go into the year in redshirt. Where are you right now on, in particular, true freshmen that you are bringing in, and who's playing, and who are you trying to hold right now?
You know, when you start out the year, you always have a plan that you hope that you can redshirt, you know, the majority of your class, because it's better for them, it helps them, and it'll help you down the road. But with the amount of injuries that we've had this year, we haven't had that luxury. So redshirt guys, you know, I think Wayne Parks, Raheem Fuller, Kane McWilliams are three guys on defense. Cam Farrell-Burke, you know, four guys there that we're going to try to redshirt. You know, on defense, I'm trying to think here. Offensively, you know, as beat up as we are now in the offensive line, not sure if we'll be able to redshirt the guys that we signed. DJ Delfindahl, we'll redshirt him because he tore his ACL, you know, during camp, you know. So, obviously, he'll be redshirted. But those receivers are going to play. You know, Brad, we already talked about him. He's going to play. And then Jordan Ferguson, the defensive lineman's playing. You know, so – and then Reed Blankenship is playing. And, you know, Cody Smith, we're going to try to redshirt. You know, but you can play in three of the first five games and still be redshirted if you have an injury. So, you know, some of those guys that, you know, we're getting into the – 4 and 5 game now, and see who we need to finish out this season with.
Yep, and is it easier? I mean, I know you can't broad brush it, but from a standpoint of skilled players or non-skilled players, who can get away with playing as a true freshman more likely than not?
Well, you know, 90% of the time it's your skill guys, because, you know, 190-pound guys going against a 190-pound guy, where as an offensive lineman, you know, you're, you know, 280 pounds, 290 pounds, and, you know, as an 18-year-old kid, and now you're going against a 320-pound guy that's, you know, a 22, 23-year-old man. So it's always a lot tougher, you know, on the inside guys, the big guys, than it is the skill.
Yeah. And, you know, that's – you talk about playing three out of the first five games. What's the – I've seen you worry about it in the past. In particular, you get to that midpoint of the season, and we're not there yet. And, you know, it's one of those things where you don't want to burn a guy a year on a guy if, you know, just for a couple of games. And sometimes you see that around the country, but that's not something that you like to do at all.
Well, no, and I don't think anybody likes to do that. You know, sometimes, you know, you have to. And, but, you know, we've had to do it before, and I always talk to the player, and, you know, beforehand, and say, hey, if this happens, you know, and we need you to play, are you okay with doing that? And you know, they'll always say yes. I'll do whatever it can for the team. So but you don't like to do it as a coach, because, you know, you don't want them to look back on their freshman year, or when they get to be a senior, and they look back on their freshman year and they say, man, I only played, you know, 100 snaps my freshman year. I wish I could have been redshirted.
Yep. If I'm right, it seems like Shane Tucker was one of the last ones to do that. Yeah.
Yeah, Shane, and, you know, that was the UAB game, which, yep, I think was game 9, might have been game 8. But there's been a couple that, you know, we've been forced to have to do that.
Yep. Defensively, we alluded to Walter Brady a moment ago. He didn't play the first half. But the defense, I think everybody, you know, looks at this defense right now and says, boy, this is a group that they really like to watch and like the way they play.
Yeah, I like watching them too. They play fast, play with great effort. And, you know, we've done a really good job, Scott. You know, and our other defensive coaches have really done a nice job. You know, on that side of the ball, we've got really good athletes over there. We've got some great speed. We're not ginormous. We're not really big, you know, up front. Got a couple guys. Roisin Collins is a guy that can create a new line of scrimmage and has done a nice job up there. And Malik Manseal's played really consistent and done a good job. So, you know, but we're an athletic defense. We run around and play with great speed and great effort.
Yep, absolutely. And defense continues to play solid week in and week out, and it's going to give the Blue Raider offense an opportunity each and every week. This week, the opponent will be the Bowling Green Falcons, and we will have an opportunity to talk to their play-by-play announcer and get an inside look at the Falcons when we return. You're listening to Rick Stockstill Live on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield.
When you order your groceries online with ClickList from Kroger, you can do your shopping anytime, anywhere, like the gym, the office, or your favorite comfy couch. And whether you place your order on your phone, tablet, or computer, it's still your neighborhood Kroger. So you'll find all the fresh choices, low prices, and great deals you love. And you'll save time, too. Try ClickList from Kroger with same-day pickup. Check it out at Kroger.com. Fresh food, low prices, at Kroger.
For 75 years, the name of my great-grandfather, Roscoe Brown, has been a symbol of customer service, integrity, and trusted experts in the heating, cooling, and plumbing business. We're a part of this community, and like you, we're proud to support MTSU and our Blue Raiders on and off the field. If your blood runs blue, we'll see you at Floyd Stadium. If your fingers are turning blue, give Roscoe Brown a call. 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Roscoe Brown.
Trusted for 75 years. RoscoeBrown.com.
What do you think of when you hear community, integrity, commitment, tradition, and partners? The folks at Sodexo know it's family, friends, neighbors, and coworkers. The people we live with, work with, share our world with, and the fans we love to serve. Sodexo is community. It's a community of more than 200 employees and nonprofit volunteers and the thousands of fans we serve at MTSU. Sodexo is a community of people who are committed to enhancing your game day experience. Sodexo, proud server of your game day concession needs and proud to serve the Blue Raiders.
It goes by many names. Bank, bills, bones, bread, cake, cash, cheese, cheddar, clams, dinero, dough, Franklin's, greenbacks, Jackson's, Lincoln's, loot, moolah, paper, and stacks. But no matter what you call it, we call it money. And that's exactly what you could win when you play the four new Money Instant games with top prizes starting at $2,500 and ending at a cool $500,000. The new Money Instant games, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Just remember to play responsibly.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance takes great pride in treating Middle Tennessee State University athletes, experts in bones, joints, and muscles, and with more than 50 specialists in 17 locations. TOA has a playbook to get you back in the game. To request an appointment, visit us at TOA.com or give us a call at 855-NEED-TOA. Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, or TOA, the official team doctors for Blue Raider Athletics.
MTSU Sports on News Radio.
It won't be complete without soft, delicious bunny bread and bunny buns, an official corporate partner of Blue Raider Athletics. Whether you're tailgating with friends, cheering in the stands, or tuning in at home, count on Bunny to help tackle your hunger and give you energy. So pick up bunny buns and bunny bread today. It's sure to be a winner.
That's what I said. Bunny bread.
News Radio WGNS, your Blue Raider connection.
Welcome back into Rick Stockstill Live tonight from Sam's Sports Grill here in Murfreesboro. Glad to have you along with us. Tonight's show brought to you in part by The Avenue in Murfreesboro, over 95 shops and restaurants, and they're celebrating their 10th anniversary with events all year long. Time to check in with some folks up in Bowling Green, Ohio. Todd Walker is the voice of the Bowling Green Falcons. And Todd, hope you're with us tonight. Hoping it's a good night up there in Bowling Green.
Hey, Chip, good to be with you. Yep, just got done talking with Coach Jenks on our coach's show a couple hours ago. So getting ready for our trip to Murfreesboro.
Well, tell us all the secrets. You talked to him, so what's on his mind about coming to Middle?
Well, I'll tell you what, of course, the Falcons are 0-3, so he's got a lot on his mind. As I'm sure you're aware, we had a quarterback change in the game against Northwestern, brought in the true freshman, Jared Dagey. So there's that on the plate this week to figure out who's going to win and or keep that job, whether Dagey will stay with that job in practice this week or James Morgan does enough to reclaim the starting spot. I guess that's number one. And number two, of course, Middle came to Bowling Green last year and put a pretty good whooping on the Falcons. So Certainly, when you talk about playing teams, quote unquote, at your own level as mid majors or however you want to say it, group of five, middle is one of the tougher ones you can set up with. So, looking forward to coming down there to finish this home and home get together.
The first three games of the season for you guys, and obviously middle has had quite a gauntlet to run through. How have your guys handled going to Michigan State and this past weekend going to Northwestern, having to play two Big Ten teams out of the first three?
Well, yeah, it's not that unusual to have to play up like that multiple times with the pre-conference schedule. So, really, it hasn't been that big a deal, quote-unquote. Playing Michigan State the first week was really a good litmus test for what I think is an improved defense. The back end has still had their problems, but our front seven is much better. They were able to stand up to the Mark D'Antonio power running game and represent themselves well defensively. But the theme has been the inefficiency offensively, and that's continued whether we're playing Michigan State, Northwestern, or South Dakota. So I think finally the coaching staff had to make a change for the fourth quarter the other day up in Evanston. And frankly, for one quarter, Jared Nagy looked real good. We'll see if he can keep it going if he gets an opportunity again down there. But, you know, the first three games to have a schedule like that is really not that unusual for this program. So in that way, it really was not a big deal.
When you, I tell you, whenever I think and hear the words Bowling Green come up in our area, of course, a lot of us think of Bowling Green, Kentucky, and our rival in Conference USA, Western Kentucky. But the other thing that comes to my mind is the rainiest football game I believe I've ever seen in my life. It's hard for me to remember much about what actually happened in the game because of the weather that day. What about you?
Yeah, it was. We actually had waves on the field. It was really one of the most bizarre things I've seen at a sporting event. And come to find out, the problem was it wasn't the field itself, as you guys are probably aware, those fields are supposed to be able to drain a Hurricane Irma practically. But what happened was that they didn't have a powerful enough pump, apparently, at the other end to get all that water out of there. So it ended up backing up onto the field. And luckily, the rain let up early enough or quick enough they didn't have to suspend the game. But the thing I do remember is Middle hit a big swing pass, I think it was, right at the beginning of the third quarter. And I think it might have been Richie James, I don't remember, but took it to the house. And that really turned the game around. And Middle dominated the second half. I remember that. We had trouble containing all those weapons that the Raiders could employ. And it was not a pretty game there in the second half.
Well, Todd, appreciate the time tonight. I know that both teams are certainly looking to get a win and move into their conference race because that's coming up right around the corner. How do you – one last thing before we wrap things up tonight with you. How do you feel about Bowling Green's chances going into the league race here in the next 2 weeks?
You know, I think a lot of it really hinges on how they play here Saturday against Middle, assuming that the quarterback change sticks or if it doesn't. The offense simply has to be better. The defense has some black eyes of their own here and there, but by and large, the defense has held up their end of the deal. The offense is simply not getting the job done. And we need to see a game where they string together some first downs. You know, I don't think they need to score 35, 40 points, but if we can see some progress from the offense, I think the conference schedule sets up well as far as who we get at home and who we have to visit. But I think if they can get some confidence in their offense, they could still be a contender in the MAC East.
All right, Todd, appreciate the time tonight. We'll see you on Saturday. That's Todd Walker, the voice of the Bowling Green Falcons. We'll take a quick timeout, get back with Coach Rick Stockstill. Your questions when we return after this on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield.
Differently. They focus on doing one thing and doing that well. Plain and simple, they have a fantastic burger, a passion for craft beer, and their staff brings it all together. Be sure to ask their knowledgeable beer experts about the Notch Club, Jack Brown's beer and burger joint. Stop by and visit them today in Murfreesboro at 113 North Maple Street. For more info and full menu, check them out at jackbrownsjoint.com. Jack Brown's is proud to partner with MT Athletics.
Put Lee Company on your team and you'll always be ahead of the game with home maintenance, improvements, and repair. Sign up for a Lee Company home maintenance plan to have your heating and air conditioning system tuned up twice a year. In addition, you'll receive a comprehensive electrical and plumbing home inspection, plus member-only discounts and priority service, all for as low as $8.25 a month. For the very best electrical, heating, air conditioning, and plumbing services, call Lee Company at 615-867-1000 or visit LeeCompany.com.
What do you think of when you hear community, integrity, commitment, tradition, and partners? The folks at Sodexo know it's family, friends, neighbors, and coworkers. The people we live with, work with, share our world with, and the fans we love to serve. Sodexo is community. It's a community of more than 200 employees and nonprofit volunteers and the thousands of fans we serve at MTSU. Sodexo is a community of people who are committed to enhancing your game day experience. Sodexo, proud server of your game day concession needs and proud to serve the Blue Raiders.
It's time for you to come home when Blue Raiders ride into homecoming 2017 on October 7th. Alumni and friends watch the parade and stay for the tailgate lunch at Mixer on Main on the President's Lawn before your Blue Raiders host Florida International. Whether you've been gone 5 months or are a Golden Raider who graduated 50 years ago, check out mtalumni.com to make your plans to join us for homecoming on October 7th.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance takes great pride in treating Middle Tennessee State University athletes, experts in bones, joints, and muscles, and with more than 50 specialists in 17 locations. TOA has a playbook to get you back in the game. To request an appointment, visit us at TOA.com or give us a call at 855-NEED-TOA. Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, or TOA, the official team doctors for Blue Raider Athletics.
Have an upcoming event or celebration? MTSU Classic Fair Catering has you covered on or off campus. Whether it's a business lunch, wedding, tailgate, or anything in between, MTSU Classic Fair Catering has got you covered. We also offer Chick-fil-A and Dunkin' Donuts catering. Call us today to help plan your event at 615-898-2202 or visit mtdining.com and click catering. MTSU Classic Fair Catering, your MTSU catering solution.
News Radio WGNS, Rutherford County's MTSU station.
Welcome back into Rick Stockstill Live tonight, and I want to remind you that the Blue Raider Network has its own audio channel on the TuneIn radio app. The TuneIn partnership allows Blue Raider fans to hear the play-by-play and coaches shows via the TuneIn mobile app available on Apple and Android devices or on TuneIn.com. Coach, we... Sometimes some of the best stuff comes up during the breaks, but talk about watching film. And we heard Todd Walker talk about Bowling Green and their two different quarterbacks. While that was news to us, it's not news to you because you get to see all of it. How much film will you watch in particular on a Sunday and Monday as you work with your coordinators to get an overall game plan put together for a week?
Well, the first part of Sunday, probably up until 6 o'clock, you're watching your previous game and you're meeting on that, you're meeting with your players, then you practice and everything there. So, the first 10 hours or so are, strictly on the Minnesota game. And then you'll start watching. Usually on Sunday you'll watch. I pick one side of the ball, their defense usually. I'll watch their defense some Sunday night. And then Monday is our day off. We don't practice on Monday, so we have all day. And, that's when I'll watch all their games, offense, all their games, defense, and all the games in the kicking game to, get an idea of what they're going to do and what we need to do and prepare yourself for Saturday. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you kind of start narrowing it down a little bit. You'll watch, this for a little bit, then you'll watch this for a little bit and start formulating our plans.
If folks DVR'd a game at home, and that's basically a three-hour game, you can fast forward through commercials and stuff. But on coaching film that you look at, how long will it take you to watch a game?
Oh, it's, it's hard to say, probably a couple hours, I would think, because you're going to.
You're back and forth. And using the cowboy. And
some things you're not going to watch. If that formation that this team is running doesn't pertain to us, we're never going to be in this formation. You kind of fast forward it.
All right. I want to get to some questions from the audience, and I know we've got a couple more coming in, but we'll lead off with the birthday girl, Julia Hudson, who is here tonight and celebrating her birthday with us. Wanted to know, how's the morale of your team with two of your top players not out there?
Great. I mean, yeah, obviously, there's a little disappointment, but, it's a very mature team, and I've said that repeatedly. This team is – and those guys – Brent was highly involved in the game, and then when Richie went out, he was highly involved in the game from the sideline. So I have a lot of respect for this team, and I really believe there's something to it. So the morale has been really well.
Okay, and from a special team standpoint, we'll go to the next question to Brandon Hudson, who we'll say he outkicked his coverage with Julia. So
absolutely.
So we'll ask his question next. He said John Urzua looked more comfortable in the pocket, but looked not as comfortable rolling out, especially to his left. Did you try to roll him out because of the offensive line, or is it just part of what's in the overall offensive package?
Probably I would say the big thing is, we were getting some pressure up front, from their defense, and you've got to move the pocket. You can't just sit in the pocket no matter who you are. You've got to move the pocket. You've got to change the launch point of the quarterback, where the defense will get a bead on you and they'll start sending their blitzes to that. So you got to move it, and John is athletic enough that he can throw the ball well on the run, and we're not going to make a living doing that, but you got to do it. I think we did it three plays in a row, hit a hitch, a hitch, and a hitch out there. And, so we got to do it to help our offensive line as much as anything. And, but you'll continue to see that. We did it when Brent was in there, sprinting out some, bootleg out a little bit also.
Speaking of that, and talk about what factors you take into account and Tony takes into account when you put your total offensive package together, as far as what factors come into play when it comes to throwing hitches, quick game, things like that, as opposed to going downfield with it.
Well, you're going to have both those in your game plan, but a lot of it is dictated on personnel. We last year at Missouri, we were really worried that we couldn't protect up front because their defensive line was really, really special. So we went in there early that we were going to cut. And, we cut those guys to put that in their brain that, hey, if these guys are going to cut me, they're going to come after me. So a lot of it depends on the personnel that you're playing, the coverages that they play. A lot of teams don't give you, the deep ball, that they're going to play a two safety look back there and keep everything in front of them. Other teams are going to play a single safety where you got a chance to hit the seams and the outsides on the vertical. So you'll have both of it going into every game, and then it'll just dictate on what they're doing.
That being said, what did you think John looked or felt most comfortable in and looked the best to you in what part of the passing game?
Probably – sprinting out those three times, sprinting out, hitting the hitches there. He made some nice throws, in the pocket. He'll be fine. I mean, it's hard to say that he was really good at this and really bad at that, So he did some nice things in the pocket. He did some nice things when he sprinted out, and he's got to do some better things when he's in the pocket. So he's just got to play, like I've said, he's got to play a little bit more consistent than what he did.
Is it fair to say that you probably would have liked to have played more out of the Wildcat set the other day if Richie had been healthy? And if he is healthy, might we see some more of that this week?
Yeah, I mean, like I said earlier, our plan was to play Richie and Ty about 50% in the Wildcat at quarterback. So, you know, that was a big part of our game plan. And when he went out, you know, obviously we didn't have that luxury anymore. So, when Richie gets back, I'm sure that that'll always be a part of our plan going forward.
Yep. As you get ready for Bowling Green coming in, you heard Todd Walker talk about their quarterback competition that they have going on, and they have a senior and who was taken out and a freshman put in. What are you seeing on film of those two quarterbacks and what they bring to the table?
You know, it's hard to say. You know, they made the change at the beginning of the fourth quarter, and the game was, 42-7 at that time. So you didn't know if they were making a change because they weren't happy with the production of the quarterback, or if they were just putting him in, to get him some work, some experience. So both of them are very similar, but I think both of them throw the ball really, really well. They're both athletic. It looks like, the one that came in, in the fourth quarter might be a little bit more athletic. He scrambled around a little bit more, but that might be because of his inexperience and in the offense and kind of, taking off a little bit sooner than that they'd like. So they're both really good quarterbacks. I thought they threw the ball, both of them threw the ball really well.
Yeah, I was just looking at their depth chart, the two deep that came out today. And Bowling Green, quite honestly, not a team that we keep up with a whole lot other than probably the week before we play, where we might keep up a little more with folks in our own league. But there are some familiar names I remember from a year ago. Cleveland, the running back. Redding, the wide receiver. Guyton, the wide receiver. I remember they played a good part in the game.
Yeah, Josh Cleveland, he had over 100 yards against us rushing. The two receivers, they had some tall – they got a couple 6'5 receivers. They got some good height and good athleticism at the receiver position. And, when Dino Babers was there, they were throwing it all over the place. And now these guys are juniors and seniors, so they've got good experience in the passing game.
It's interesting sometimes how seasons come together and that you end up facing Dino, who had been at Bowling Green. He's had several kids transfer from Bowling Green to Syracuse, and it's just kind of interesting how some of those weird things happen.
Yeah, it's a very small fraternity. The coaching profession and college athletics, it's a very small fraternity.
All right, we're going to take a final break. I want to remind you that when the Raiders are on the road, the Blue Raider Network is at the McCauley Dining Hall located in Corlew Hall on campus for the live tailgate radio show, food and viewing parties, and they had a nice crowd over there on Saturday. This week they'll be live at the Hall of Fame, and we'll talk a little bit about that and wrap things up with Coach Rick Stockstill right after this on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield.
Where I come from, a neighbor is more than just the person who lives next door.
Honesty isn't just the best policy, it's the only policy.
At Ascend Federal Credit Union, we know where you're coming from, because we come from there too. We were born and raised in Middle Tennessee, and everything we do, from the products we offer to the advice we give, is designed to improve the lives of those who live here. Ascend Federal Credit Union. Banking without the bank. Ascend is federally insured by the NCUA.
Advance your career as you advance your education. Earn your master's or doctorate degree from Middle Tennessee State University. Our programs are designed for working professionals to develop practical and applicable skills. Some programs are offered partially or completely online for increased convenience. With over 100 programs to choose from, find the program to help you reach your goals. For more information, visit mtsu.edu/graduate. That's mtsu.edu/graduate.
You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Just like you can always count on Always Game Gary. Yay! No bar is too far. No wing sauce is too hot. Not for Gary. Gary is the man. He's nothing like Keith. Keith never wants to do anything. Why are we even talking about Keith? Always Game Gary is famous among friends. He deserves a Bud Light. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB St. Louis, Missouri.
The final weekend of the world's biggest spa sale is going on now at Family Leisure.
Relax and unwind in your new spa. Hundreds of models to choose from starting at just $9.99. Not ready to stop swimming? Do it year-round in your very own swim spa. Now only $11.99.
Family Leisure also has everything for your game room.
Pool tables starting at $14.99 with free delivery.
Special pricing on all outdoor fireplaces, fire pits, and patio heaters.
Great selection. Always the guaranteed lowest price.
The home of the Blue Raiders. News Radio WGNS.
Back with Coach Rick Stockstill. Final 3 minutes or so. And this weekend, the Blue Raiders are at home against Bowling Green State. The Falcons are in town. And it is Hall of Fame weekend. And there will be five inductees going into the Hall of Fame this weekend. Six people, but five inductees. One is Marco Born and Andreas Silstrom, who won the NCAA doubles tennis championship about 10 years ago. You will have Coach Rick Ensel. You'll have Chrissy Givens. You will have Michael McHenry, who has played more Major League Baseball games than any Blue Raider. And you will have my broadcast partner and terrific Blue Raider quarterback, Wes Counts. And what an honor for all of those when your school put you in the Hall of Fame.
That's a tremendous honor, and that's a great class. There's a lot of really, really quality people in that class, and good players, obviously, and really happy for, you know, all of them, Wes and Rick and, you know, Mike, those guys, Chrissy. It just it's a tremendous honor to be recognized by your alma mater. It's hard to get in Hall of Fames, and those guys, I know, ladies, are proud to be in there.
Well, before we get into our final minute or so, we do want to draw, Coach, and see who wins the smoker tonight from Bud Light and Ajax Turner. So, if you would, let's see.
Try this one right
who
here.
You got?
Oh, birthday. You got your birthday gift. You don't have to get her anything.
Brandon Hudson wins the smoker tonight. So, the Hudson household. They will. I would say there's a good chance that it may be out there in the tailgate area on Saturday.
Buy you some wrapping paper and take that thing home. You're good to go.
So, yeah, Julia will be happy about that. For your guys, coming off a loss, getting back home, there are a lot of positives right there as you come home and get to sleep in your own bed and not jump on an airplane and go somewhere. But for your guys to get back home and play well, I know this is the focus all week.
Yeah, I told our team yesterday, you know, I said I wish I was a baseball coach, you know, because those guys get to play every other day. And we're so ready, we're so hungry to play this game. I can't wait for Saturday to get here. And I know we'll have a great week of preparation and practice and everything. But this is I'm really antsy right now. I can't wait to get out there and get this taste out of my gut.
Yep, and you try to not keep it around, but sometimes it just does till you get that next win.
You know, it's sometimes it's a lot easier said than done. You can't let it be shown on the outside, but on the inside, it just eats away at you.
You're like the duck. You look calm on the surface, but paddling like heck underneath.
Yes, sir, the duck theory.
All right, appreciate it, Coach.
Yes, thank you, Chip.
All right, that'll wrap it up for us tonight. We'll talk to you on Saturday from Floyd Stadium on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield.
From Learfield on the Blue Raider Network, live from Sam's Sports Grill at Stones River Mall. This has been Rick Stockstill Live, brought to you by the Ascend Federal Credit Union, the exclusive credit union for Blue Raider Athletics, Lewis Bakeries, Bakers of Bunny, Sunbeam, and Healthy Life Breads, Anheuser-Busch and their family of products. Be responsible and know when to say when. Family Leisure, where family and fun come together. Tennessee Highway Safety Office, thumbs down to distracted driving. St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital, providing health care close to home. And by Ford of Murfreesboro, home of the complimentary lifetime warranty. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Blue Raider Network.